Okay, Simakuf Tzadi Sif Yud. We started with the dinam of Einav Dov Hashem Mekabel Tumah. We went through the different parental cases of Dov Hashem Mekabel Tumah. I forgot to mention that by pads, it seems that from different Talmidim of Rav Moshe that he had different, I don't want to say moods, but sometimes he was more mekel, less mekel on pads. However, from the svaras that we gave, it would seem that it should be muta. Okay, now, the second half of the sif is discussing tzivoinim. The Gemara Samachalaf on base brings down a machlok is tanoim, if a beget tzivu is metamim shum ksamim. The Ramban in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav paskins that since it's nikar on it, it's tmeya. The Rambam Praktes Halacha Zayin says we're not ain choishin l'ksamim. That's his lashon. We're not choish v'ksamim. That seems to be the opinion of the Rashba, the Rosh also. However, the Rashba in Taras Abayis HaKotzer does end off Hamachmim b'dvarim elu tovei alav bracha. The Torah passes like the Rambam doesn't bring down the Rashba at all. This tovei alav bracha straight like the Rambam that a kesem on a beget tzivoinim is muta. Now goes Maimnis. In Perek Tes, Ois Vav brings B'Shem the Rabbeinu Simcha that this kula was only said in the beged itself that shouldn't be metairis that it comes in contact with. But the Isha itself is Asa, even according to the Das that's Mekel. Because beged Tzvua, no one ever said there's no such thing, beged Tzvua is not Mekabel Ksamim. The Achrayim Dan was the Makar to the Rabbeinu Simcha. Perhaps it's from the Hemshech of the Gemara, the next Mishnah by Shiva Samimonim. However, the Matcha, the Rabbeinu Simcha. Take a look at the Meinida in the country Zachrin. He's a Shtekel Marechon. Askam Sapaiskim is to be Meiko by a Kesin that's found on a Beged Tzavua, except for the Dogma of Vava and the Makar Chayim, seem to be Machmer. Now, what's the reason for this Kula? So Rashi and Samachalaf on Beis, Divrei Masal Hakol says, that the kes she'ein kesem nearby ke maradam gomer, it doesn't look like a maradam gomer, dam gomer. And from here, the Makar Chaim learned in Nois Mem Ches that we will only retire ksumim, even the tzad to retire ksumim on a beged tzavua is only if the maradam on it is not nicker that's dam. However, the milt stock and sim samach beis is mechich from Rashi and of Yudzayin Om and Aleph. That what it means is not nikkur. Rashi says dam gomer. Perhaps what it means is over there she'im maradam nikkur yafa el be'ed lofen. Over there is discussing what type of material and how the aid should be. And one of the things is that it should be lofen. So he says over there she'im maradam nikkur yafa el be'ed lofen, which means that by old tzivayim it's not nikkur yafa. And therefore, they weren't guys on it. It's a like Gazru. They were not guys on it. The Shevet Levi, the Cheshav Eifa, and the Chelik Beis and Tzadi Beis learned Bedasam El Tzedaka that even in a case where I see clearly it's them, like Gazru Olav, they were not guys on it. And that's the way the Chochmas Adam, Shulchan Aruch Rav, both paskin that Tzevayinim is mut, even if it's nicker that there's them there. Cheshav Eifed explains that since Minatira Aisha is Tameya only with the five specific mini dam, and the Avchana Min Dam the Dam is a very fine Avchana, the difference between them is a very fine line. Therefore, Chazal when our guys on Ksamim, when they're on a beggar tzvus, since a beggar like this could make it difficult to be Mavchim between the Dam to the Dam. Even though Bizman is there, we're not mafchin min dam ladam. Most of the times, if not all the times, you can look at a kesem on a beged tzivua, maybe black, not, but any other color, you can look at it. You can see clearly if this is the dam that we will be metame. However, takanas chachamim remains in its place. Shle gozru, they were not guys on ksamim, except if it's on a beged loven alone. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, Lefichach tiknu chacham shetul ba'ashisha bigdei tzivoinim. And on that, we saw the Beis Yosef is metame from the Gemara and Samachal Beis, which is mashma that it's not tikno, there's no, the maskana wasn't tikno, was it tiru b'tzavainim, and that could be the reason why the Ramah. I just thought that? Okay, yeah, fine.
I have to read.
Fine. I'm sorry. I'm trying to just so that you could finish this one. Okay. Okay, you're right. Should I back up? No, seriously.
I got it right.
Want me to back up? So the Rama says, the Fichach Tikno. Sorry.
Fingers move faster in Hebrew, we find.
The Fichach Tikno Chachomim. That Shatub Hashi should be the Tzavayim. On that, the Beis was Metamed. If we take a look at the Gemara, Samach Aleph on Beis, it seems that we fall off the Tikno. It's Hitiru, the Mata Tzavayim, which could be the reason why the Ramah leaves out the word Tikno. He says, Lefichach as Eitzatai Vatubash, big the Tzavayim. And that's what seems like the Torah Shlomim saying over there in Ois Yedalit. The Chesam Seifa in Kuf Samach Aleph is Metama, why the Ramaz brings this din down b'chal, like what's he being machadish to us. However, the Beis Yosef says that perhaps, going back to the Beis Yosef, he says perhaps the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara, or according to the Maskana, it was still a Takana, You have to look at the Chuvas Chesam Seif over there, where he's also Miyashiv the Rambam. And he has the Yishuv and Rama. Okay, now the Chesam Sefer that we took a look at yesterday in the Maram Koymes, there are those that understand the Chesam Sefer as saying that Chachamim were not matter big de tzivayim except by Beged Elyon, which is over the Kesayinus, not on the Beged that's against the Guf. However, we don't find right, and the way they learned the Chesam Sefer is that we don't find anywhere where they were matir the beg which is samach lebsar. However, the Cheshav Eifoid explains that the Chesam Sefer, of course, that's not the Kavanah of the Chesam Sefer. The Kavanah of the Chesam Sefer is Utsoim El Chatchila. And the Chesam Sefer is saying as follows, the Chesam Sefer is starting off with a Svar Pshuta. That in his mind, he would say that a Kesem that's found on a beg that's samach legof is should be more chomer than a kesem that's found on a beged elyon, and therefore he would say misvara that perhaps if they were misakin or they gave a etzah taiva that a lady should wear tzivayim, it would make sense that they said it by the beged elyon as opposed to the beged tachtoin. Now, if you're going to tell me, but the Gemara is Samach Aleph on Beis, he says, look, in the Samach Aleph on Beis, you only have a riot to the Beged Elyon, because that's what we're talking about over there. So you can't tell me there was a Nimnu V'tira on the Beged Tachtin. Do I have a riot that there was no Nimnu V'tira on the Beged Tachtin? It doesn't have a riot to that. So saying that Gemara is not a kasha on my Svar Pshuta. That's what the Chesam Sefer is saying. However, if you take a look at Reb Kiv Egan and the Tshuva, if you got where the Tshuva is, but he's discussing a case over there with Isha, I think, who's having problems with stains. And other Achreinim, it's very clear that they were Chalik on the Chesam Sefer, and they held that this Heter was said, however you learn that, the Takana, or Mitzvah, or Etzataiva, it was said also on Begadim, which is Smuchim Legufa. And therefore we paskin, Lechatchila she should wear during her days of Tyre, she should wear big day tzivayim, also on the beged tachtein. And now that there's an Eitzah Tova that she should do it, and that's what the Ramah is teaching us, is that she should do it, she's fulfilling that Ratzin of Chazal every second that she's wearing it. She's getting a mitzvah. So they created Kesamim, Kedei, that she should have a constant mitzvah of wearing colored begadim. The Rambam writes, the Rambam's lashon is that they weren't guys on a kesem that's found on a beged unless it's lavan. He's contrasting lavan with big day tzivayim. Mashma that there's no chilik what type of tzivayim it is, whether it's a lighter color, pastel color, or it's a darker color, or dark, it makes no difference. Is it lovin'? Lovin', on lovin', we have the gzera, But if it's not loven, if it's anything which is not loven, it's big tzivayim. Like God's roll up. And like we said earlier, even if it's nicker, I could see the dam, the mar of the dam. Not like the diuk of the Makar Chaim and Rashi. And like we said, many achrayim, matcha the diuk of the Makar Chaim and Rashi, we quoted the Miltzak and other achrayim. Therefore, the askamas of Peskim is that anything which is darker than white is considered tzivayim. Pastel is not white. Off-white already, that is taka a yesh lodan in the Peskim, if off-white is considered white or not. But it depends how off-white betzim. But the derech klal, the gather we give is anything which is darker than your white shirt is not white.
Just, yeah. More with this deal, we're saying the Rambam just works within the svar of the Cheshavifu gave that dam is so dark that any color will mess it up, because he brings the right thing more in your test that every kind of dam looks different next. Like
right.
Before Tashmish and after Tashmish.
The Adam saw that, Shuvah? You saw it. Tzadi Beis? The Cheshavifu? It's a nice Shuvah to see. You have the copy still? Fine, okay, the copies are around to
isn't
see.
That's not smart of an but you see this right. True, we're saying
right.
That was true.
Right. Okay, now, let's say she finds a kesem on the beged.
Wait, so we're saying yeah. Just depends on the off-white? Do we have a clear, the kagdara is a shirt from the store?
Pash, this is a shirt from the store, but if it's just a drop darker than that, and it's mamish red, so then... depends on the situation.
There's no clear.
There's no set halacha. And Shulchan Aruch. There's no one halacha for everyone.
No, Agdar of white. Right. The general Agdar is white shirt. That's a general.
Correct. Okay. And anything from pastel upwards is for short tzivayim.
Right, just off points.
Right. Okay. Now let's say I have a beged that's partially white and partially colored, right? I have a beged that's a white sheet, and there's a picture of a flower on it, right? So there are those that learn that could be the other way. If someone has a colored sheet with a white thing on it, I'm not sure. There's a chiddush they sell from Yankiv, and I never verified it, but I think it's the other way. If it's betzim, a colored sheet just has some white on it, that's a colored sheet. I think some would say, but I haven't yet found it for sure.
Colored sheet with some white, that's the opposite of
it fell on.
On the white part, right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm saying all right. What?
It's called a big tivani.
What?
Where the
scripture
remains
down the shadow.
Correct.
That's for sure not like that.
That's what I'm talking about. No, menumah to mean there's strips, that's a white and colored. Talking about batim, it's a colored sheet, just has a little white in it.
So there's one strip of white.
Okay, I don't know. Anyways, so let's have a bag that's partially colored and partially white. And I find a kesem that's a chelik of the kesem is on the color and a chelik is on the white. It's going on both. So the miltzak over there in Siman Samach Beis is mechadish that we mitzaref the two parts of the white to the shear to be metame. I'm sorry. Let's start like this. I find one kesem, part on color, part on white. I measure what's on white and not what's on color. That's one step the Milstock says. Number two, the Milstock says, if, let's say, the kesem goes from white through the colored onto white, so then I view the part that's on the colored as a chibur, but not as part of the shear. It's mechaber, the two whites, to the shear, but I don't count the part that's on the colored as part of the shear. That's what the Milstock says.
Yeah, what's the second?
It's white, colored white.
So now we don't even share what's on
the
white?
The colored is mechaber, the two whites. So we look at the two whites together.
Chomer.
Chomer l'kula, I'm saying, what do you mean?
Yeah, Same. We treat it as
that's
as
his
white.
Right. That's right. But we don't count what's undercolored as part of the shear. The chavis das and ois tes. He says, one second. If it's on the white and also colored, and I see on the white that this is red, then I know that what's on the color is also red. So I need to take in the whole thing at the cheshbon, and I measure the whole thing. Okay? Many paiskim paskim like the Maltzdaka, and not like the chavis das. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he's writing these halachas, so he seems to be quoting this Miltzdaka, and he only quotes the first chiddush of the Miltzdaka, that when it's on white and colored, we only look at the white. But he leaves out the second chiddush of the Miltzdaka, that when mitztarif the two whites to the shear of Kigris, the Tzemach Tzedek and the Emek Shele, which was a grandson of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, both a medayik and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that he bedafka did this. Because he bedafka paskin like the Miltzdaka in the first din, but not in the second din. And according to the Miltzdaka, we would not be mistarif the two whites together. It would be considered like a mafsik. Like I said before, many, many paiskim, most paiskim probably paiskim like the Miltzdaka, not like the Chavis Das, and not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. However, I heard from Rabbi Loi a few times that he paskim like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he always said to me, it's a Shulchan Aruch Rav, and I was never able to find the Shulchan Aruch Rav until I had to search it, and I found the Tzemach Tzedek, who made the Deek in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and I chapped it, that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav that he's referring to. But he passed like that, therefore I go with that psak also, that we're not mistarved to two whites, we look at each white separately, and if each one's less than a kegris by themselves, it's mutter. Okay? Now, I would like to, what time are you leaving? Okay, so I would like to start. I would like to put out an idea, which listen to it fully, and then we'll argue about it, like this. And the first step is halacha v'loy lemaisa, but not lemaisa. It's not lemaisa. Don't pass him with it. Okay, if I have an issue, goes to a doctor or goes to a nurse. And the doctor or the nurse opens the area with a speculator, with a light, and she says, I see dam coming from the Isim Makim. I see dam coming from the Makar. However, it's not leaving her body. I see the dam coming from the Makar, but it's all inside. It's not leaving the body. Is she Usr or not? I'm talking about without a Hagash over here. Is she Usr or not? So, L'chair, what we'll say is that many Rishonim, we find that the guys on loy hergisha atur hergisha, and we find the lashon also that the guys on ksamim atu a vest. So therefore, just like a vest, when does her flow aser when it comes in the normal derech, right? The vest is when it's coming in its regilos. So too, Chazal asked her, even if it's not the Bederach Regilus to see, but she's finding the dam. In other words, just like by a vest, when she gets her flow, she's finding the dam. She sees a flow. She's having a flow. So she's seeing dam in a normal way, how she's seeing it. So too, the Kesmos has to be found in a normal way. So when the doctor or the nurse says, I'm looking inside and I see there's some dam coming from the Makar, that's not a normal way to find dam. Therefore, just like the regilis of a vest is to find it out of the guf, so too by kesem is when she sees the dam of the kesem, when she sees it, when she finds it out of the guf, then she becomes tummy. So it would make sense to say a svara that when the doctor, the nurse sees it, she should not be tameya. What's a riot? It's the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Kuf Pei Dalet Ois Gimel. Brings the Ran that we once learned. He brings the Ran La Halacha. And over there we're speaking about doing extra bedikas. And the Gemara said that by Tashmish, don't do extra bedika before the Tashmish because Shema Libay Naikfai. So the Gemara, so he writes over there, the Ran says, Avorashe Kolodum Lahachmir, Letzavis Ishte Lases Bedika. A person is permitted to be Machmir and tell his wife to do a bedika before Tashmish. Harizim Shuvach. And he explains because if he tells her to do it, and that's why she's doing it, so then we're not worried, it'll come to Libay Naikfai. Avala Achar Tashmish, he says. Avaloy Lachar, but not after the Tashmish. Shem Tim Sadam, Yea Libay Naikfai. His lave isn't being Naikav. Sheshime Shematmea, Uparishmi Menemiyad, Uparishmi Menoid. And then he doesn't want to be punished from her next time. Again, he says, to do the bedika after the Tashmish, don't do it. Because if you're going to find Dam, and which means you're Shima Shima Tameya, in your mind you can think you're Shima Shima Tameya, you're going to want to be punished from her next time. Now, I don't understand. He's a man. He doesn't want to get into any issues. Doesn't want to even have a side of Shima Shima Taira. Just like he's asking her to do a bedika beforehand, he's asking her to do a bedika afterwards. And if Shitaka finds Dam afterwards, which means that she had Dam B'Shas Tashmish, so it makes sense that next time he should be nervous and make sure that there's no issue of Dam. So what's wrong? What's wrong with this? Why are we telling him not to do it? It's mashup from here, because even if she found afterwards that there was Dam B'Shas Tashmish, they weren't over on any Isser. And the reason for that is because it's not Derech Ria. Chazal gave a get. Again, we're talking about Anargosha. Chazal gave a get to it. When it leaves the Rechem and she sees it, doim it to away, she sees a vest, on that they were masakin a gzeris kesamin. Another raya. When she's batka karka olam, she finds a puddle of blood on the floor. Now, I know and you know that all the blood didn't just come out. There's definitely that drops of blood still inside her. Right? If it was a nice amount of dam there, this dam's still inside her. Or she finds a big stain on a bag of tzavua. So we say she's taira. She's going to continue staining. There's dam inside. There's dam right now inside her. It's clear that there's a dam inside her. When I see a nice big stain. So why is she not asa? Teretz is vaita. Because some Paiskim say it's Bechai Gavna, she should do a Bedika. Should do a Bedika because, haray, if there's Dam inside, it's a problem. But we don't find that in any Paiskim, no Shulchan Aruch says do a Bedika. So we don't do Bedikas. Why are we not doing Bedika? Terry says because the Takanas Chazal wasn't set on what's inside and what I didn't find yet. It's like Kena, Eimarv, of Eimarv. They made the Takana, but at the same time, they said it's only Atu Vest, Kederach Vest. And even though it's coming out kederach vest, she's finding it outside like a vest without hargasha, she's still tmeya. That's the nirkes. So now, let's say I send a lady to the nurse to check whether there's a wound or not. Right? I'm chayshish that this dam she's finding is from a petza. So I'm sending her to the nurse to find out if there's a petza or not. And the nurse decides to give me more information. She says, by the way, there's no petza. I see dam coming from the makar. Okay, you have to know who taught the nurse colors. Maybe it's brown, right? But she says I see dam coming from the makar. Does that make her also or not? So Lufi, what we're saying. Again, halacha v'lan ma'isa. She should not be tmeya because it was only inside and. So she saw her there. Okay, now, let's move on to the second step. Aisha says, she says that, in general, the women will tell you that it's impossible for them to see the Isim Makam itself. Even if they bend over, they won't be able to see the Isim Makam itself. They can't see it. They can see above it, but they can't see the Isim Makam itself. Now, the only way for them to see is if they take a mirror a mirror, or they get their friend the nurse to look over there. So let's say there's dam outside the body, not inside the body. There's dam on the outside of the body by the Isay Makay. Right? And she takes a mirror and she looks at the mirror and she sees this dam on the outside. Or the nurse says, I see dam on the outside of your body. The halach is, she's Tmeya. Right? Like the Mechaba says, Nimsal Gufa Oy Bigdal. She found it on her guf. It was Nimsal Gufa. And it was Yotzal Lechutz. It left the body. And she saw it and found it, even though she had to do a trick to find it, but the tanaim were fulfilled. Tanaim number one, it left the guf, and tanaim number two is that she saw it, she found it. Good, she found it through a trick. But she fulfilled the tanaim, so she's tamei. Now, what happens when she goes ahead, she says, I feel a wetness. I feel a wetness. And instead of going to the nurse or taking a mirror, she takes a piece of toilet paper, which is not makabel tumah, and she wipes herself, and she wipes it off onto a piece of toilet paper. So where is it now? It's on the toilet paper. So we said in the previous shiur, she's tar. But why is she tar? Why is that any different than the case where she looked at the mirror and she saw it, and over here, she's wiping it off her body? The answer is that when she looked in the mirror, or she had the nurse look for her and see it on the outside of her body, so that already is a fulfillment of the tanaim that we need. We need that's left the body and it was found. She found it. Good, she did a trick to find it, but she found it. As opposed to over here on the toilet paper, where was it found? It was found on the toilet paper. True, it was on her body, but it was on her body, not in a place where it's matzui to find things. You don't look there, you don't see there, you can't see there. So without a trick, it hasn't been yet in a place which is matzui to be found. Has to be in a place where it's found. For example, if let's say, we'll go to the next case, then we'll come back to this, we'll contrast it. If let's say, she says, I feel some dam on my leg, can I get a torfa? She says, I know, this is the feeling of dam dripping down my leg. I'm not going to look. I'm going to take a tissue, wipe it off my foot. She's a mitmeya. What's the difference? Because since it was on a mukim, which is normal to find things, you look at your leg. You look at your leg. You find things on your leg. See, even she didn't even know that was on her leg until after she wiped the tissue. But it was in a place which is made to be found, which is normal to find things on. You look at your leg, you wash your leg, you look at your leg, you see things on your leg. So it was already in a makam which is normal to find things. That's called, it was already the makam ha-metzia. The makam where it's could be seen and it's normal to be seen. Masha'en came by the oisei makam. If it was on the oisei makam, until it's actually seen, it's not seen. So if I played a trick to see it, I saw it. If I did it with a tissue, so then where's the makam metzia? On the tissue. Because that's the first place that it was that it could be seen. So now if I go ahead, I have a kesem on a beged tzavua, and I throw it across the room and it lands on a white towel and smudges on the towel. Is she asa now? No, because even if she didn't know that it was on the colored towel, because the makam metzia was on the towel, on the colored towel. They call it out. So it comes that if Elyonov came was Megal to me, there's dam inside you. That's not enough to make her tummy. It has to be that it was Yotzmi Bachutz. And also that it was seen, which doesn't mean actually seen, but it was in a place which is normal to see things or to find things. Okay? I believe that this Mahalach will answer many, many questions. You'll try any other mahalach to answer, I think you'll get stuck. But we're willing to discuss it. Fine. This is the nekuda I wanted to mention. We're up to Sefer Aleph. We're ready to move on. Everyone should have a wonderful...